Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. Hey, L'Oreal.
Hey, Eva. How are you?
I'm doing great, but girl, these streets is talking. The question is, what are the signs of emotional cheating? We're going to talk about that. And I don't know if you've been watching TV, L'Oreal, but these ultimatum shows are really a new thing. They are everywhere and they are crazy.
Yes.
And speaking of crazy, is Trey Songz becoming the new R. Kelly? I know that sounds crazy, but I'm asking.
All right, well, that's going to go down, and it's also going down in my DM, so you can step in the name of love. No, don't step in that. You could step in there for some love. I don't know if you're going to get it, though.
And not,
for
our not in final, the name.
For our final question to undress, this happened.
First of all, fellas, y'all had no clue that y'all was just cheating back. Y'all thought that y'all was out here initiating something. Y'all thought y'all was a pioneer. Baby, you've been being cheated on since the first day you was met.
Right there. Now make sure you listen to see how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's, let me just go ahead and give you your quick and friendly reminder right now, okay? You are officially reminded that Mother's Day is just around the corner. Do not forget to pick up the perfect gift for your mama, your grandmama, for yourself, for your friend, your girlfriend, your baby mama, your side piece, whoever. Luckily for you, Macy's has got you covered. They have this gift finder, which is amazing gifts at any price. If you need some inspiration, just check out the gift ideas at Macy's.com/gift finder. Macy's has gifts for every single budget. So if you balling or you balling on a budget, whether you're looking for cozy slippers that are under $25, or if you stacked up your cash and you're treating your mom with something special and luxe like Dolce & Gabbana sunglasses, you can cop them right there at Macy's.
Yeah, because those aren't $25, but you'll get a good discount. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If you're always stealing her makeup, you know, stealing your mama's makeup and more, give your glam mom a MAC lipstick set or a Drybar hair dryer. You cannot go wrong with that. Is she your fashion icon? How about a Steve Madden handbag to polish off her look, to keep mama looking fly? When we say we got something for every mom, we definitely mean that, right, Eva?
Yes, we do.
We got that Godiva chocolate for the foodies. I love, delicious.
Okay.
Fitbits for your gym buddy.
Okay.
And after you're done eating all that Godiva.
Mm-hmm.
And Philosophy perfume. For the beauty obsessed, all you got to do is head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder to make this Mother's Day an especially memorable one.
That's so dope. It's so hard to figure out gifts sometimes. So this
super
gift
hard.
Finder is, I mean, come on, Macy's. Y'all just don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of don't stop, let's stop for a second, y'all. And let's talk about something that we act like doesn't exist, but it does. L'Oreal,
okay.
You and I talked about it the other day on the show. And as per usual, we did not agree. Now, what are the signs of emotional cheating?
Oh,
remember we debated about this?
Yes.
And we have different definitions of what that means. So L'Oreal, if you remember, and you can correct me if I got it wrong, but you felt like sex or some sort of physical interaction was cheating.
Yeah.
Like that constituted cheating.
Yeah.
I define cheating as absolutely anything that you would not do in front of your significant other.
Well, I can see why you say that.
The team did research, sis, and Psychology Today gives us the rundown on emotional cheating. Now, many people define cheating differently, like L'Oreal and I, distinguishing between if it's a physical affair or if it's an affair of the heart. Emotional affairs lack physical intimacy. So we're not talking about touching somebody, okay? Touching them in their heart, not in the guts, okay?
Ooh,
two different things.
Something in my heart.
Something
in...
on you.
Uh-huh.
So women tend to view emotional infidelity as more damaging to a relationship than sexual infidelity because of the potential consequences, like the man leaving for the other woman. Now, both men and women are able to more consistently define sexual infidelity than emotional infidelity. The most often cited example of infidelity is the spouse who is increasingly unaffectionate and distant, usually because they're most likely thinking about their emotional crush that they like at their work job. But right. I digress. Now, it doesn't have to also be a negative thing. For an example, like a husband who encourages his wife to go out on like a long vacation with friends or something like that. Even if like in the past he would have showed resistance, now he's trying to like be a little bit helpful. So also the other person being distracted and emotionally unavailable is another sign of emotional cheating. So what is worse? What would you say? Is emotional cheating worse than physical cheating? And what are some signs that you might have seen or experienced when you saw some emotional cheating, or you might have did it yourself?
Emotional cheating. Going to someone about something that happened to me, whether good or bad, that's not my mate. Because sometimes the first person that I want to run and tell is usually the closest person to me. And it's like, if so, you know, when good news happens to you or something really bad, it doesn't matter, one or the other, that initial person that you run to talk to, in my mind, it should be your mate. It should be your mate, your best friend, your closest friend, whatever the case. Now, if it's some dude that I just met the other day or ex, or that's a form of emotional cheating to me, because you're looking for whether it's that encouragement or that comfort from that particular person, that would be very emotional. And that comfort and that support, you'll start to lean on other things and start to look at that as love and things of that nature. I've been there.
Now, let's be clear. You're allowed to be an individual. And I, as a married woman, I've been with my husband about 7.5 years. We've almost been married 4. I think that a lot of times, you know, when it comes to dealing with other people, you feel like now that you're married and now you're in a relationship, you can't see anyone. Like, no man is fine anymore. No woman is beautiful. You can't make conversation when you're out. So I want to qualify what I believe cheating is, because my husband by nature is a flirt. He's a social person. If he goes to a bar and there's a lady at the bar, she's serving the bartender, he's going to talk to the bartender. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody leaving anyone's phone number. We're going to have conversation with the bartender. And I don't think it is irrational or illogical or unlikely that that's going to happen, because I'm going to do the same thing if a man is serving at the bar. I'm going to chop it up, right? But it's about the kind of conversation you have. And so if you would not do that in front of your man, if you would not ask that woman that same question in front of your girl, then don't ask her that when she's not there, because that to me is cheating. That to me is being deceitful, and you're not living in your authenticity either with me or with them.
So you're comfortable with the flirting, like you don't mind any of that. It's when it's like, so what if, okay, how would you feel if, like, okay, he did that, y'all were out, and then say a waitress comes and she's like, listen, Eva's man was hitting on me right in front, and say,
you see, flirting and hitting on are different, though. That's what
I'm
saying.
But how?
Okay, I'll tell you how. I am a male bartender. You are a patron. You come into the spot. Say I'm the flirt as the male bartender. Hi, beautiful. Love your hair. Can I, you know, what would you like to drink? That's a quick flirt. It's nothing to it. It's harmless. It disarms you a little bit. It makes the room more comfortable. It's very simple. Vice versa.
But it's not opening the door for more. You know, wouldn't you say beautiful off top?
I say handsome all the time. I call men handsome.
That is how you talk. But some people don't, and they will.
Well, if you don't, then don't. You know, if that's not your regular get down and you would not do that in any other time, then don't. But I mean, I just saw our producer. He looking chocolated. He looked like he put on good moisturizer today. I said, hey, you looking good over there, bro. He is very married. It is very
Mike.
Platonic.
This is crazy.
But you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm joking. Let me see what Mike thinks about this here. Okay.
Okay. So there's certain things you can do that show that it's more than just platonic. Like, say if you're dating somebody, right?
Okay.
And he consistently likes, I don't know, Lotto's picture all the time.
Oh my God, it's so funny you say that, because I have an ex-boyfriend that literally had. He says she reminds him of me.
Right. Well, she is drop dead gorgeous.
I was a little funny because you know that's a little sis to me. So I was a little.
Yeah, I love her.
I was like, why are you liking her?
To follow her, I could get it. I follow her too. I think she's dope. But if you in the comments,
that's embarrassing. Like, it's one thing if you know these people and they just didn't see that one comment or something. That's one thing. But if you don't know her and you're talking to her, like, y'all are cool and everything. Bro, that's embarrassing off top. Forget the emotional cheating. You're a clown.
We need to get you certified because you're clinical. This is not even about cheating anymore.
If Mike was liking all these bikini pictures of different like booty models, would that be okay? Because I don't think so.
No, just look at them and don't like them. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
don't leave a paper trail, homie.
Don't leave a paper. I might have liked it in my head too. For all you know, we was both liking Meg Thee Stallion pictures. Hey. I don't need you on the bottom of the picture so Party can say something to us while we was both looking at her shaking. Like, let us have that. I just feel like discretion is necessary. And I think it's unrealistic that we think that when we get in relationships, you're no longer going to be attracted to other people or you're no longer going to have eyeballs anymore. I think at that point, it's all about discretion. It's all about appropriateness. I mean, how many women do you think thought Barack Obama was fine?
Everybody.
Exactly.
And I think it's a way on how you say things as well, too. Because it's like, oh, he's a handsome man. He look good. That's two different things.
You see him in them sweats, girl. That thing was stanging. Now, sometimes
that's how it goes. Like, sometimes it starts off innocent, and then it turns into more. And I think that's what the issue is for me. Like, the emotional will always... Not always, but the emotional connection is going to, in my opinion, lead up to a physical one. And the ultimate deal breaker is the physical one. The ultimate deal breaker isn't necessarily, well, I seen you talking on the phone, an old girl. Y'all never had sex. Y'all never talked about Lincoln. Y'all never, like, all of that stuff comes into play. That could be innocent. There's an ex that I treat like that. I'm friends with a lot of my exes. And one of them. See, and that's the thing, because some of them didn't go as far as maybe the other person might have thought, or even I may have thought, because maybe we seen that we were closer as friends or something. It wasn't always like sometimes, and when I say ex, I'm not going to say that. Necessarily not always somebody that I was in a deep relationship with.
But you're still cool.
Maybe it was somebody.
And I think that speaks volumes to be able to have at least attempted something bigger than a platonic relationship, realizing it most likely wasn't the best for y'all, and then being able to go back to a relationship that is healthy, that is friendly, that you can still grow. Like,
but that's
that ain't
okay
easy.
For me. Is that going to be okay for the guy I'm dating who's like, well, you slept with him before?
Guess what? If it's not okay for him, then that's not your guy. A lot of times we just trying to be with people because we're attracted to them and a couple of things line up. But what really has to line up is the multitude of things, the type of friends that they have, the kind of lifestyle that they have, the kind of goals that they have. If they are by themselves enough for you to want to join, then join. But if they by themselves got potential but need to change some stuff, let them be.
It's not fair to force people into your situation in which you're comfortable with all the time either, though. So it's like for me,
but it's somebody for everybody, though.
Because in hindsight, can my life go on without this one particular guy I'm thinking of? It absolutely can. Have we been in good terms and bad terms? It absolutely has. Because there's been times that me and him have been really close and been able to help each other. And there's been times where he's more so been a person that's just whatever. So if I'm choosing that friendship, what I think is a friendship or whatever the case, what I consider a friendship over a true love, that's cheating. Like, that's it. I ain't even got to touch him for it.
Well, they don't even fall in the same bucket, though. Like, where my husband sits on my priority level with all the friends and family and all these people. Literally, it's a whole nother stage.
Because
he in building 101. Everybody else is over here in the auditorium, right? Now, some people got front row seats to my life. Some people on the second row. Some people in the rafters. But he on a stage by his whole self. And that's what I mean. Like, you're going to find that person low. And I can't wait for the day because we're going to talk about it on the Dressing Room Podcast.
Yes,
you're
going to
find that man that's going to love you exactly how you are as you go through the things that you need to personally grow for you, not for him. Forget him. Forget him. It's all about you, sis. And then you're going to find somebody that rocks with the you-ness that you are right now, and y'all grow together. But there's no such thing as perfection. And if he don't rock with it, then he ain't the one.
That's true. I might have found somebody this weekend, though, but let's move on.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Talk about ultimatum shows, because some people may be getting an ultimatum very soon. So they are booming right now. And when I tell you they are everywhere, streaming services, cable networks, we can't escape the ultimatum. And
no.
It reminds me, remember back in the day, Jenny Jones and Ricky Lake show?
Yes.
They
yes.
always did ultimatum shows. So the fact that they're doing it now, some of these are ridiculous. You have some like Put a Ring on It, Marry Me Now, the ultimatum, Marry Me or Move On. Now, I watched one of these by mistake the other day on OWN Network. And like,
what'd you think?
I was on the edge of my seat the whole time, like, man, this girl about to look so stupid. And then, like, because she was basically telling her man, like, you know, they've been together, they was having a great relationship, they was all in love. And she's like, well, you know, I feel like since everything's perfect, we might as well get married. I'm like, she about to ruin everything. Like, I don't,
everything.
You know. Yeah, that's how I took
it. Well, what happened? Did they stay together? Did he, like, adhere to the ultimatum? What happened?
This was the even worse part. He was fresh out of a marriage, and she never met none of his family or anything. And, like, she was just meeting his family and proposing all in the same day.
Hold on, she proposed to him?
She proposed to him.
Oh, no, to be the second wife.
I can't remember which one. She would be wife number two. But the crazier part about this whole thing, or maybe this is not the crazier part, but I thought it was the crazier part. He has to come meet her somewhere. So he thinks they're going to like a play. And this hoe comes dressed up in a whole wedding gown. I'm talking about
no!
the veil. Yeah.
It was their wedding right then?
Right then. Like he had to say yes and then yes or no. And then straight from there, they go to the wedding. So I can't remember which one it was of these, but I know it was one of these here. And when I tell you the host, I could not, I'm never watching this show again. I'm going to tell you why.
Who are the producers of this show? Who thought it was a great idea?
It worked. He said yes. I couldn't believe it. But this is why I'm saying I can't watch these shows because my anxiety was through the roof the whole entire show. Like even the sister was like, oh man, she about to look stupid and get embarrassed. Yo, I'm telling you, but he said yes. I couldn't believe it. But anyway, so the ultimatum on Netflix follows six couples who are not on the same page. They meet up with other people to see if they want to stay with their original boo.
That's the one now, I saw.
That's the one I wouldn't mind.
No. That one is horrible. Okay, so I saw this one. So this is the creators. It's Vanessa and Nick Lachey.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So this is their new show. And basically, they take couples that have been together for however long they've been together. And one person basically gave the other person an ultimatum. Either we're going to do this thing forever or we're not going to do it at all.
Okay.
So they had to stay with each other for like one day. They had one night together. Then after that, they let their men go out and date six other women and vice versa. Everybody dating everybody, only to find out in the end if their relationship can stand the test and if they are really meant to be, or if they feel like they have more to explore out there in the world and they're not yet ready to get married.
No.
And I was like,
everything is about forcing marriage, it seems. Yeah, these shows are forcing women to stand up and push their men into marriage. It's either
get married or break up.
I don't know. Marry Me Now on OWN has the women popping the question. So that's the one I must have watched. That's Marry.
So all of the women are proposing to the men. Is that what we're
saying? All of the women. That's the new thing. That's why Tiffany started making those men engagement rings, child, because they knew this was coming. They knew it was around. Look what you did, Chrissy. you and Jim Jones, you messed up things for everything. Anyway, like I said, yeah, marry me now. They have on the wedding dress while they're popping the question, and the wedding ceremony waits for them. So the people are all there waiting. Put a ring on it is similar to the ultimatum. Couples find out if they are truly meant to be together by dating other people. Now, what do you think about it being the women that are giving the ultimatums to men? And do you find many married women, you know, that gave ultimatums? Because I've heard this before where it's like, well, either you marry me or I leave.
Now, I have heard of ultimatums, and I feel like those usually come when the time has like beyond exhausted itself, right?
Like what's look, fair? What's a fair time?
Like, you know, people have been married for what some states would constitute as common law marriage, which is 7 years or more.
Yeah.
But I also feel like to each its own. And today's society, as much as we want to get to a place where we are inclusive and allowing people to live their own best life, there's also a place where we get confused about like traditions and what is supposed to be done versus what it is that you want to be done. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? And so I think we get in a gray area on both sides of those. Like, this is what a man does, and a woman is supposed to do this, and by this age, you're supposed to have that. And if he loved you, he would have married you. Like, I think that is so toxic. It is so dangerous. Everyone is on their own personal journey. Now, I think there are such things as red flags. There are such things as, you know, little signs that are out there that might, you know, help you make and decipher through what you're trying to decide. But don't let a producer or no show tell you that the man that you love and you've been with doesn't love you that much if he hasn't married you yet. Because even my husband, when he proposed to me, his mom, I remember her saying, like, why didn't you tell me? He said, Ma, I told you I was going to marry her. I just didn't know when.
Yes.
So a lot of you women are out here pressuring these men only to realize they already know you the one, but they have their own ego. They have their own stuff. Maybe he wants to get a ring in due time. Maybe he wants his family there. Maybe he, you never know. And so these ultimatums going to have you out alone. You're going to be by yourself over here trying to pressure a man to do what he might not be ready to do. Would you propose to a man?
Never. I'd rather chop my head and arms off and walk around with
him. I know that.
No, yeah, I could never. And I would never want to force anyone into being with me. That's how I look at it. And I know some people may not. They may be like, listen, you're making them boss up and whatever. But if someone wants to be with you, they'll be with you. And they're going to make whatever changes, whatever sacrifices. They got to do whatever they're going to do to be with you. And that's it. That's the only way I can see myself marrying somebody, is if they pop the question to me. And I don't look at it as you forcing the woman. Yes, that is a tradition that we've lived through and lived up to. But like, make up your mind. Don't be like, let a man lead, and now you want me to propose to you. It's
thank
like,
you, girl. That if you just said a word right there, which one is it?
I can't figure out, because y'all are really throwing me for a loop. But I also would never want to embarrass myself on television, because that can go either way as well. And like, you're not meeting the family, but you're proposing to the man with the wedding dress on. It's
so
ridiculous.
On the knee? Oh my God. I can't. I need to watch this show, and then we need to come back and talk about this.
No, please. It's on OWN. Like, it's that and Love and Marriage DC. Shout out our guy Quicksilver and his wife Ashley. They're going to be on this season. So I'm looking forward to that. But as far as these ultimatums, no, child, not for me.
Oh, yes. Okay. Can you answer me a question?
What's that?
Is Trey Songz the new R. Kelly?
Do, do, do. The number you have dialed is currently unavailable.
Okay. I'm going to give you a little bit of context, but I'm going to need you to answer this, because there's a podcaster by the name of Rory who recently called Trey Songz the scum of the effing earth. Now, from Trey being aggressive with women and grabbing and breaking phones to other abuse, this is becoming now kind of an ongoing concern. So Rory said, in 15 years, however long it's going to be, Trey Songz documentary is going to be crazier than the R. Kelly one. Trey Songz is the most nasty, abusive, rapey, beats the blank out of women like he's the scum of the effing earth. Whoa. Rory also said that this isn't one story. This is personal that I know, and I'm not even exaggerating. Close to 15 to 20 women, all with the same exact experience. I know none of them to be liars at all. So recently, the Insecure star Saranis Jackson claimed to have seen Trey's attempt to fight a woman. Even though Trey has faced no legal consequences, people think that, you know, enough of these stories coming out, the man might be guilty. So what do you think? Do you think that Trey's song is going to end up getting canceled because of these allegations? Or do you think this is going to be something that kind of like disappears?
I don't think it's going to disappear, but I think this is as big as it's going to get, is constant lawsuits, constant things. Look how long it took for R. Kelly to even go to jail. And it was behind something that I don't even remember how they were able to jam him up and catch him. I believe he had
it was a mute R. Kelly. It was a whole mute R. Kelly movement. It was a lot.
Right, but hasn't that been going on for years? Like, I feel like I've been hearing, okay, when they did the mute R. Kelly, this was a couple years ago, but he was still on the streets around that time.
But that's why they did it, though, because it was like, no matter how many allegations and how many times it comes into the news, it just gets hushed and then it goes away. So
Trey Songz's music isn't that epic for us to have to mute him because it's already muted. It's like, I barely hear Trey Songz's records. What? It's not, because the thing about R. Kelly that we got to
all. Did you just say that Trey Songz hasn't made any new records for a while? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that too. But like the older ones aren't classics. You know what I mean? Like, do you get us? Like, R. Kelly, Step in the Name of Love? Yo, grandma dancing to that. You feel me? Like,
say not. They never felt better.
My nana ain't dancing to say ah. You know what I mean? It's just a little different. So I think to blackball Trey Songz right now is kind of what seems like is happening. He doesn't really have much going on. There's no tours. There's no whatever, there's one-off club appearances, but there's nothing more detrimental to your career than not being able to move around and tour.
Did he do a versus?
No. No versus, nothing. Like, and that's what I mean. Like, mute what?
So basically, he's already, like, they put him on a list to be canceled already.
I'm not going to say canceled, but kind of like, we know. You know what I mean? Kind of brushed off, you know, and my issue with this whole situation, I get that people are listening to this guy from Insecure, which I'm sorry, I'm not trying to disrespect him. I don't know his name right this second, but Rory
Jackson.
Yeah, Mr. Jackson. And then Rory used to be from the Joe Buttons podcast, but now him and Maul got their own thing. Mm-hmm. My issue is, how come it seems like y'all are more, not y'all meaning you, but people are more intuitive to what he's saying than what the hell Keke Parma said, is she experienced something before her eyes. And
because for some reason they think that when a woman speaks up about their truth, it's emotionally charged. And so, you know, the truth of it gets muddied down with feelings. But now you have somebody that's detached from it. That's like, look, bruh, I can co-sign what she said and it's actually true. And you could take the feeling out of it.
But I hate that because it's like, clearly Keke Parma, we've known her since she was a child. We never seen her do that with nobody. Nope. So why would she just pick one?
And we've always trusted her. Like, she's
we've
been
always
a good
trusted.
Girl.
We still trust her.
Yes,
even
we
though
do.
She's a little crazy with her acting on
aren't
on the
we
internet.
All?
Yeah,
I love it.
She does the voices and we love that. But maybe that's why, because they're not sure what voice it is that's saying. No, but Keke is somebody that is respected in this industry. And I feel like her words should have went a little further than they did. I've even asked him about
what
he had to say. And he got a little funny, you know, of course, like I expected him to on the Morning Hustle show. But I believe Keke.
God forbid, you know, you don't look like the most glowing human being. You know, if you're not the shining penny that everyone loves, then it's as if you don't get the respect. It's as if people don't hear what you're saying, even if you're telling the truth. And so it's high time that these women and whoever has something to say and wants to speak up, that they are given a space to do so, and they fall on ears that'll actually listen to them.
Well, that's the thing. Then you have these clown women in between that are just riding the wave, and they're
just you get out my head. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's it. You disgusting little, you know what, you. I can't stand, it's so disgusting to me that you could lie about getting raped or sexually assaulted when there's so many victims out here and people that haven't gotten justice. It's like, shut the hell up and like stop lying. But these girls that this has actually happened to, I doubt that the basketball player from the University of Las Vegas is just going to pick Trey Songz out of lineup and pick him to just say, well, he raped me. Now you have people looking at you a little funny in hindsight.
Absolutely. It is so embarrassing. As a survivor of domestic violence, it is the most embarrassing thing to ever say and put yourself out there, even if you are the person that was done wrong.
Yeah.
So it is not something that I think it's easy to just kind of throw out there. You know how guys put like to put extra little notches on their belt. Mm-hmm. I can't see what the man would gain from that.
Like, something's happened to me before in my life and I never came out and talked about it.
Because of why?
Because it's numerous different reasons. One, it is a shame thing. It is the embarrassment. It is the fact that I didn't even want anybody to think or know or whatever that this person touched me. It's so many different reasons. Then it's like, what? Are we going to court? It's weird because it was a person I knew. And it's like, I don't talk about it or nothing like that. I think I might have even only told maybe one person in my life, and it was hard, you know, but it's not an easy thing to do. And I've even said it my damn self, but then had to check myself, like, well, why did she wait this long now that everybody else said something? And it's like, because now you feel some sort of comfort. You feel like
maybe someone will believe her now. Maybe it happened to me. It happened to me. Oh, yeah, it happened to me. Because if it's just you, they're this huge mogul. You're a little peon speck in the world.
That's
so what
it.
You say, it's not going to look good for you. It's going to infringe upon your ability to move about society in a peaceful manner around your work, all of that kind of stuff.
It's like a constant thing that's brought up. And then I know this is about to sound so crazy, but like, I never want to be looked at as a victim. You know what I mean?
That's why I say survivor.
Yeah. So it's like, I never, ever wanted to be looked at like that. So I'd rather just have kept it to myself, dealt with it how we dealt with it or how I dealt with it. And that was that. But like, I can only imagine being a woman in the industry that's blaming and accusing a man that is so powerful and big, especially at the time as Trey Songz. He was on top of the world at one point in time. So I'm pretty sure there were plenty of women that have kept things to themselves. And then it's
like the Roger Ayers. You remember Roger Ayers, who's over Fox News, who created the whole Fox News channel?
Yes.
And that was basically essentially what he did. He was absolutely disgusting, but he was so big. And he was so powerful that these women's little words, it was so bad that everybody knew what was going on from second. Like, everybody knew.
That's the problem.
If you want to get on, you got to get down with this disgusting culture, you know, of nasty sex addicts that walk around like it's just, you know, par for the course, or you don't say anything and you live in shame. But no matter what.
Listen, and the sicker part, especially with Trey Songz, I've been around Trey Songz a lot of times and like, I didn't see nothing, you know, and that's a problem too. I'm not saying just because I didn't see nothing, it didn't happen. That's not what I'm saying. But when you do have people, like I have a friend that's actually really, really good friends with him, and she considers him her daughter's godfather. You know what I mean? The daughter is always around.
Isn't he a dad?
He's also a dad. Yes. And that's what I'm saying. Like in my encounters, I didn't see it, but I know plenty of guys. I even know a girl that has dated him and has said that he's treated her a certain kind of way. I don't know. You know what I mean? All I know is where there's smoke, there's fire. And if there's a bunch of women, including one that I respect, like Kiki Palmer, that's coming out and saying, that's like, if you say something, it's like, I'm going to believe you because why not? Why would I not believe you? But then again, like we said earlier, you have people that lie, whatever the case.
We saw R. Kelly and Aaliyah. We knew the age difference. Let's just call a spade a spade. And shout out to Black Radio that decided to put this thing on blast, because we are the supporters. We are where their money comes from. We are the reason why they are stars. And at the end of the day, if we don't support them, then they don't have a space to continue to do what they do. So R. Kelly, we saw it literally with our own eyes, and we looked the other way, literally. Yeah.
Just so like Bill Cosby. Didn't they say for years? Because I didn't know about Bill Cosby, but they said everybody did know, like people behind the scenes knew. Imagine how many people you could have prevented from getting taken advantage of, raped, or whatever the case, if you put your foot down and do something. But the fact that everybody just looks at it like, oh, this person is famous, there's no reason why he would need to do that. You know what other thing famous people are not used to getting told no? Okay, so if they're told no by somebody, yes, they would have to do. Yes, they will do stuff like that.
What would be the reason? What would be the reason for this elaborate conspiracy? Because at this point, with all of the allegations out there, right, against Trey Songz, it would have to be a conspiracy. This is not one person. This isn't a disgruntled friend that didn't get an autograph after the show. You have numerous people. You have NBA stars, you have girls, you have actors, you have all of these people saying the same story about the same one person.
I think Trey Songz was trying to buy NBC, so they tried to ruin his day. Ain't that what they say with everybody? Bill Cosby was trying to
buy NBC as in NBC Universal, the conglomerate?
I'm joking. But they said that. They said that with Bill Cosby. Who else? They said, they said Michael Jackson was trying to buy Disney or something.
Well, Bill Cosby, I mean, let's just talk about it. The man gave people Quaaludes. So, I mean, that's, you can't do that.
Another Quaalude, you love me in the morning.
You love me in the morning.
I'm but not these messing with you. Like they're loving me right now.
They are loving you.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving you. I'm loving listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Do yourself a huge favor this spring. Just right now, check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/The Undressing Room. Okay. Now, can we undress your DMs? Can we get in there?
That's what I meant by everybody's loving me, because you know they sliding up in these DMs. I don't know. I'm just going to pick random ones. So if they just all out of whack today, it has nothing to do with me. Somebody just straight came out and said, F it, I'm shooting my shot. My name is so-and-so, and I think you are beautiful. Now, can I take you out?
Bing, bang, boom. That's how you do it, fellas. That's how you do it, fellas.
I'm going to tell you what my issue is, though. Why do these people shoot their shot from a private page? It's like, there's nothing I could do further but zoom into your Avi, bro. Like,
but it was no games. It was straight to the point. And he might be the C to E to O. He might be the man. He might be somebody where he just wants to know if you're trying to kick it before you realize what bracket he in.
Or I might click on it and he might be somebody's girlfriend and they were just trying to trick me to get me to follow.
See?
I'm going to tell you why I said that. The other day I was out and I met these guys. They were mad cool. One of them told me he had a girlfriend. The other one didn't. Then one of them asked me for my number. So I was like, sure, they were cool. You know, whatever. We were taking shots and stuff. And then I turn around and these girls come walking over. And he's like, oh, let me introduce you to my girlfriend. So I'm like, you said you had a girlfriend, but you didn't. Didn't you just ask me for my number? But I was like, you know what? Whatever. I'm going to just let it go. So his phone was dead and he put it on the charger. The girlfriend picked up and seen my number. And she was like, wait a minute. Isn't your name L'Oreal?
Like, oh, my God.
Exactly. That's how grimy.
That's not your fault.
Yeah, but these are how grimy these dudes are. Like,
some people, no, you can't live in these absolutes. The same way we are not going to let men put us in a box and absolutes, like all women are a certain way, all men are not dogs. And if you've already sifted through a nice little pile of them, then you should be coming up on the good one soon, girl. Like, that should be on the way.
I think the whole palette, you know, like the trash can. Okay, now here's another guy. He's been consistently hitting me for the past year and a half, 2 years.
Okay, we like consistency.
So he just said, he always tells me he loves me almost every single day. So this time he says, I love you and I can't wait to make my dreams come true in May. Well, at least meet you face to face and try to charm you. You know what's going on in May. I got my trip for Memorial Weekend.
I know what's going on in May because I will be there.
Exactly. Well, I think he will be here too. Scared. He said, is it just me or is it for everyone? I can react to your stories. Damn.
Well, watch how you react because L'Oreal does block people. So
I just, I would block you.
Mind
you.
Okay. These two aren't bad. I think I got space in my spirit for one more.
That's funny because I felt like they were a little, one's going to pop up on me. Which, if you don't think that's bad.
The other guy was Hennessy, no chaser, straight to the point. You're beautiful. I want to hang out. You pick the place. Let's go on a date. It's either a yes or no situation. It was nice and cute. Now, the other one is spending money coming to your trip.
Okay.
Your big birthday bash in Mexico. Sun's out, buns out, L'Oreal birthday weekend. You can't be mad. Let's see this third one because I'm seeing two for two.
All right, this one is scary, and I don't even know if I could read this on the Macy's podcast.
That's
come here. That's daddy's chin. Grabs mouth aggressively. Daddy loves your peaches in sweats. Daddy loves your peaches. You get whatever you want from me. Do you hear me? Wait till I find you.
No, sir. Now, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast after dark. I'm sorry.
And clearly he didn't say peaches. I'm just trying to keep it PG.
Love your DMs. You know what I love about your DMs? Your DMs give me hope in a world of very boring, monotonous entertainment. Now, I have a little topic that you might want to chime in on. The final question to Undress today comes from the amazingly hilarious comedian, Jess Hilarious. And word on the curb is that nothing she said in this video was a lie. Fellas, stay woke. Let's listen up. Listen to this.
Hey, y'all. What's up? Ladies, we are the most contradicting species in the world. I'm going to just call it how I see it. We definitely been ahead. Because we get mad, man. I'm talking about our whole world comes to an end when we find out they're cheating on us. But the whole time... Nah, we cheating too. Matter of fact, we cheated first. So really, the nigga don't even know he cheating back. See, the difference is we know how to do it and don't get caught. Now listen, it's completely natural for women to go through their man phone. That's how 90% of y'all get caught. It's not natural for a man to go through his woman's phone. That's why we could be laying right next to you texting another. As long as we lean over every 30 seconds and give you a little mwah, mwah, you'll never suspect anything. Ladies, we get so upset because we're natural competitors. We think whoever this nigga cheating on us with, he may somehow leave us for them. Which is not the case most of the time because niggas don't catch feelings like we do. But ladies, we think that way because we're doing the same thing. Every time you get mad at your boyfriend, you planning out the rest of your future with the nigga you cheating with, huh? You fantasizing about living with him, what the kids gonna look like, you walk around the house fake pregnant bomb.
That's true. Why is she spilling the tea?
She is giving the girls all the jewels today, ladies.
They do be cheating back. They do be cheating back.
First of all, fellas, y'all had no clue that y'all was just cheating back. Y'all thought that y'all was out here initiating something. Y'all thought y'all was a pioneer. Baby, you've been being cheated on since the first day you was met. Now, do you agree with Jess?
He thinking me.
He think he low. Do you think that when a man cheats, do you think that, like, he's going to leave you for the other woman? Has that come across your mind?
Yeah. But, like, it's not because I thought she was better. It's just like, what the hell would you have to go over there for? She don't look better. She can't have a better wop. You know what I mean? So
it's because it's available, though, friend. It ain't even better than yours.
That's older that you think that. In the beginning, you know, like, when you're younger, it is like a... This my man. Oh, she's sleeping with my man because it's yours. It's yours. Now, if you stop playing with my toy.
He's the streets. He's ours, actually.
Oh, no. He's still mine. I don't care if he's standing in the street.
If we both sleeping with him, I guess it would depend on the time.
Oh, see, now that's the problem. It's the girls like you.
He was mine.
It's the girls like you. Some of them realize that you just there for a good time, not a long time. But then you got like you that's talking about we both. Because we both mean you put yourself on my level of girlfriend. So that do mean that he could possibly leave.
Okay, so this is my thing. For me, and maybe it's because I have brothers that I was raised with kind of a man's brain a little bit. Any woman that knows that you are dating another woman in a committed relationship and has signed up to be the side piece, baby, he ain't gonna leave you for her. She already know her role. She know exactly what seat to sit in. He not gonna leave you for her. I'm sorry, he not. And if he does, okay, go. Why?
My ex that I stayed with the longest, I started out as we were friends. We were working together and then we started liking each other. He was living with two women at the time and they were both his baby moms.
Rewind.
He had kids by the same age with the two women.
And they were all living in the same house.
They didn't like each other either. And they were living with him in two different apartments. Two different houses. I started dealing with him, right? And it's crazy.
Why?
Because because I was young and dumb. I was like 20. But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. We liked each other. Like, we clicked, like, as far as friend-wise. You know,
everybody
we vibe. So he used to be around. Like, I'll bring him around dudes that I talked to. I was around them or whatever. I'm talking about before we started dealing with each other.
Oh, okay.
Then it was one day. Something happened. It was like a whole situation. He took my back on the whole thing. And you know how you're just like, oh, it was him all along. It was like that. And it was like almost love at first sight after knowing him. All this. It was crazy. And from that day on, we were inseparable.
That's not the same thing, love.
Listen, but I was a side chick if you kind of think about it.
No,
he moved out. He was living with two of them while I first started
dating. He was homeless.
No, he wasn't homeless. He paid for all the homes.
Okay, but he was living between two people's houses. Maybe had money. You don't have to be broke to be homeless.
He paid for both of them and mine. So then I guess he...
So now he got a new home. It's called L'Oreal's house. He was homeless.
He left him, though.
Not in a committed relationship. He met you, decided to be in a committed relationship.
They thought they was committed.
Well, see, that's different. It has to be a mutual agreement now.
No, there wasn't. It was like, every time I see you, I'm a fight.
So that's not the same thing. That's not.
I was a side chick though. Once
I was a side chick, but I didn't know. I found out when I called my boyfriend and his girlfriend answered.
She's like, "This is our boyfriend." Like you said,
no,
that's
he went on a trip for the weekend, and I called his phone, and it answers, and it's a chick, and I'm like, "Hello."
Hello.
Can I please speak to Don?
That's his name. To my boyfriend?
Right. And I'm like, she's like, I need to understand why you are calling this phone.
Because sharing is caring.
I said, well, I need to understand why you're answering my boyfriend's phone. Let's just start there since we're trying to get it. Well, she explained to me, sweetheart, this is my man. And I looked at my timetable and I said, ma'am, you are right. That is your man. Because we've only been dating for
it's been three weeks. Oh, it's been 3 weeks.
We have been dating for 8 months. And I thought he was my man. My people at my building downstairs, like, they knew who he was. Well, come to find out, I was a side piece. And
Was she cute at
least? Guess what? I never met her. I didn't deal with... him after that, but you know, he's out there for the streets. You guys can have him. He's a nice guy.
Is he still out in the streets?
I don't know, but even if he's at home, he's most likely in the streets, because
ooh,
I told you I was his side piece.
But she's absolutely right. There's things that is double standards for us women that we get away with that men just can't. And then you know what,
they're not smart.
Yeah, it just is what it is. Smarten up, Nas. Just like this guy. It's like, if you know you constantly get caught, why would you even ask me to text your phone? And then you're there with your girl. Like, at least be like, hey, I'm here with my girlfriend. I think you're fine or whatever. But, like, at least try to have some coof. Like, y'all don't even see that.
Also, that's coof.
What I mean by that is give me the heads up instead of thinking I'm about to have this girl. See if I'm down with it. Because some girls be down with it. Or maybe I'll be like, nah, that's not for me, but we could be cool. Like, well, it's not, better that you
that's
you
not
make,
for me.
it's not for me, but at least see if I'm with it. Like, tell you just truth. Put me in a situation. Like, that's what I don't understand.
Don't do that.
About
don't
people.
Try me.
Most people nowadays are down with different things. You don't never know what people are down with. So at least present them with the option. But just turn around and be like, well, I'm going to mess with you. Mess with him over here. Be sneaky about this. Like, that's where I get, unless you, because think about it. When we do our sneaky stuff, we make sure that dude ain't clashing with the other one. You're not going to be so mad.
Nobody got that type of time and energy. And to your exact point that you just said, some people are down with it. Some people are okay. So instead of us running around here lying to each other and to ourselves, live in your truth. If you want to date two girls, if your girlfriend want a girlfriend, if your boyfriend got a boyfriend, whatever, just be honest. I think, like I tell my children, the lie is worse. The bad thing is bad enough. The lie is worse. It is.
Well, you don't have to ask me, so I don't have to lie. I'm not with it. So if it's anybody listening, you could take that. I'm not with it. The answer is no. Don't ask for my number. You got the girl on the side. I'm not no girl on the side.
Stay out your DM.
I stay out my DM with your girlfriend in the picture and the Abby. I'm sick of it.
Sick of it. That was our final question to Andres. I'm sick of it too, but I'm not sick of the show. So if you want to have your final question undressed, just go ahead and follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast. DM us, not the other guys that be DMing L'Oreal, but just DM us, and that's your chance to be featured. And if you didn't know, you're listening to The Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page.
And it don't matter if you a side chick, a main chick, getting cheated on. Everybody, we got room for everybody here at the Undressing Room Podcast.
Oh, yes. Yes, we do not discriminate. We love them all. Thick, thin, tall, short, whoever, whatever. We love every kind of soul there is. Bring it in, but keep it real, because we keep it very, very honest as we get undressed. The Undressing Room Podcast.
And remember, he ain't your man. He's everyone's man.
He's everyone's man.
For the street.
Bye. The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcille and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Cope Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani. Michelle Marino and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.